You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Just a reminder, this is not
financial advice. Welcome to the
with that transition, you guys want to start with where we left off with AMC? Because
I'm out.
I haven't even looked at it in weeks. I don't even know
I don't know where your option is, but mine's over.
And yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
So I guess the percentage loss I had. Because 99.84% loss.
That's a good loss. That's a big loss.
Dude, you want to know what's funny? It's less than mine. And I was the one that was down so much.
Wait, less than your loss?
Yeah.
I thought you got out.
I did. I got out with like, I lost like $120.
My loss was worse than that.
When it was all said and done. Because it came up to like almost $14. And I was like, this is my chance. I got to get out now. And that's what I lost, like $100+.
That's a scratch.
That's a scratch. I was down so much money on that.
Insane.
Over $1,000 down.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I decided not to roll it. I realized all my mistakes like along the line.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Just gonna eat this one.
Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes that's the only thing you can do. And I mean, you know, it's a bummer, but I think in that first day, one thing that I took away from that specific scenario, especially with option put trading, like obviously with something as crazy as AMC and GameStop was, it's like, you don't really know what's going to happen. We had opportunities, or say like you had opportunities to get out of that while you had a little bit of a profit.
Yeah. So much opportunity.
Right. But it just waited and waited for it to get more and more, you know, the greed got the best at the moment. And
right.
I mean, that first day that I bought the option was when it was most valuable, when I was like, you know, 50% up. So
yeah,
I think like one thing that you see with things that move like that and are crazy like that, it's, you know, you have to, if you're green, you just got to take it with a short option like that. Now when I say short, I mean anything under like 6 months.
Uh-huh.
So like, If it's longer than that, then yeah, it's a different story. But I mean, this was just a really crazy scenario. And the fact that this is my first time looking at it in a long time, but the fact that
6 months is pretty long too, right?
6 months, I would consider like a long option. I mean, not even, cause you can go out like a year, 2 years, but 6 months is long. Anything below 6 months, I would say is just a short option. It's like a short term game. So like, especially if you're going within a month or a month and a 6 weeks or something like that, it's very short. So if you're green, take it, you know,
that's right, no matter what. I know
I had almost 2 weeks of being up anywhere from 15 to like 30%.
Yeah. It was cruising at 580. I'm looking now 580 for a long time. Yeah. 563.
Uh-huh.
It was there for a couple weeks.
Fours. It dropped into the fours for a second and I still didn't.
Yeah.
But that's why like I didn't even decide to roll it, because like, I mean, the trade was over at that point.
Yeah.
With what I should have did.
That's tough. Yeah,
I got out, baby.
I'm sorry to hear that, Dominic.
That's fine. I mean, that's only the second option I've traded, but it was such a long time that I stopped caring.
Right. Like, and I think
it went red, I was like, oh, maybe in I think a month and a half is when I was teetering red, green.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Not mad about it.
No, I mean, you just gotta, you got to do the thing, but definitely interesting. And I think psychologically you go into these things, like you can't think of it as a day trade. You can't think of it as the same way you would treat any other trade.
Yeah.
You have to look at it for what it is and understand that it's something separate than day trading something. And, you know, if it's green, sometimes you got to take it, or at that moment decide to roll it and better your odds.
Yeah.
I think that's you gotta play it a little bit differently. And options, like, since then, maybe I've done a couple, but I've stayed away from options, not just because I'm trying out so many different other techniques right now and like different strategies and strategy alerts and trying to really get the chart to sort of work for me. Right. So I've been really diving into that stuff, and you know, it's crazy. I feel like a year ago when we started this, we were very naive compared to where we are now, obviously.
But right.
The idea of creating something like programming a series of alerts that all trigger at the same time that will send you a message that's like, okay, this hits every single one of your points that you like right now, buy it. And then an hour later, it says, this hits every one of your points for a sell, sell it. It's like, if I would have known that like a year ago, like the difference where things would be like yesterday morning. This was my first, like, I hate.
Dude, we'd be doing this podcast in Cracker Barrel. I always say it.
Well, speaking of, real quick, let's take a time out. But since you said it, have you looked?
Let people know, first of all, our group chat is a dollar sign and the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. CBRL.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, have you looked at Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, look at it every day. Come on. What do you think? I'm a fraud?
176.
I know, dude. It's what? Dude, oh my God. I drove by. You know where Edge Fitness is, right?
Of course I do, yeah.
You know how next to it was a Bed Bath & Beyond, right? It might have been a Joann Fabrics or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It closed. Guess what opened there?
Michael's, naturally.
Yes. I drove by and I was like, Michael's? Julie was like, what's the problem? I was like, what's the problem? The problem is a Michael's just opened up. That's the problem. You know where that's at? It's at $20.
When I bought
all that Michael's, I bought it for $6.50.
Wow.
Why'd you sell it?
Because of us. We were laughing. We were like, yeah, I'm an idiot. We're all laughing at me.
Well, the that problem was a
weird
is,
day.
It was and a it weird reason, day.
The reason for I me, think, what was getting me.
Yeah.
What was
the reason was because, what was it? A guy who like.
The dude that shorted the Big Short. Like the dude that was involved in that short.
The same dude that bought a gazillion shares of GameStop.
Yeah, I guess.
Michael Berry.
Oh.
Man.
Go ahead. What are you going to say about Cracker Barrel? I'm dying to know.
Me?
Yeah.
I got nothing other than that I said 176.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, I was just there in the kitchen and everyone was like high-fiving me when I walked in. They were like, yo, keep it going.
I wish.
You guys represent not only Stock World, but Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference there. Cracker Barrel.
Is Cracker Barrel in any ETFs?
We can check into that.
That's really the real question.
Probably too dangerous.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Do you see Dave Portnoy started an ETF, that guy, Barstool guy?
Did he?
Yeah.
What's the ticker?
What is the ticker? Wait, what the heck is it? It's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to look it up right now. It's pretty new too. ETF, Dave Portnoy, ETF Buzz, BUZZ.
Ooh, I like that. Buzz.
I go back and forth on ETFs, $54.
It all depends what ETF you're
sometimes I get jammed up, and you tell me if this is a stupid mindset, because I'm sure it is, but I get jammed up with ETFs because I'm like, I don't want somebody else gambling my money or using my money for what they think, you know, like if it's going to be an L, it's going to be my L.
I totally respect that. And I love that. But the people that are the people that are managing these are professionals,
right?
You know, and it depends on which one you're getting into. But like, I think a reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because it's really
ARK's a big one, right?
ARK specifically is what I wanted to talk about. It is really intriguing to me, and I'm gonna combine both topics right now and just get on that.
Yeah.
But ARK is super fascinating to me because the majority holding in ARK is Tesla, right? And ARK is a huge ETF. Obviously right now it's so hot. There's so much like
119 a share.
Yeah. It's at 119 right now. It is up today, 3.45%. It holds. Great. It's definitely interesting because Tesla is a huge one. It's other tech stuff. But the thing that is funny to me about all of this is Tesla owns so much Bitcoin, or at this point, that when Bitcoin goes up or down, Tesla goes up and down. And then by Tesla going up and down, ARK goes up and down. And like seeing how all of that works together is really fascinating.
Yeah.
Dropping
bombs on them.
One thing I have this strategy I'm working on with, because I pay really close attention to Bitcoin and how that moves and things that work off of Bitcoin. So when Tesla was down this weekend and Bitcoin went on a run, I was like, okay, I'm going to wait until the next day after Bitcoin goes on a run. Tesla's going to lag behind it, but then Tesla's going to pop. So I created a strategy in TradingView and bought Tesla. And then sure enough, it popped. It's up today to like 650 something. That's like almost a $50. Yeah, that is a $50 jump because my trigger went off at 598. So it's like a $56 jump in those 2 days after Bitcoin had surged. And now ARK is going up following Tesla. So the whole thing is like...
And they're all kind of delayed? Why wouldn't they be at the same time? Why are they delayed, you think?
I don't know. I guess it's the way that like, you know, the valuation really works. And I don't understand the exact correlation between everything, but I'm just trying to time it, you know, as a trader, I'm trying to figure out the timing and how they work with each other because they don't move at the exact same time, but they all move together, work off of each other. They make the
same moves within like a short amount of time.
Right. And at this point, it all seems to be dictated by Bitcoin. So,
dude, you're like Michael Berry, dude. That's such a good like find. I don't know.
It's impressed, interesting.
Man. How many? Yeah. I mean, do you think every stock has something like that that exists?
Well, that is what has me digging things up now. And that also what got me on my ETF kick, because I'm like, if this works with Bitcoin and how it works with Tesla, and if you look at the charts and how they move, it goes together. But now if you just change topics a little bit and you get the big players that are in these ETFs that are a little bit more volatile, a little bit more aggressive, now they're going to move, but with a little bit of a less delay, but they're going to move the same way that, you know, apply that same theory to that.
Right.
And you have a little bit of just a little bit of an edge in capitalizing on
the right time. Dude, is that kind of like what we were talking about when we were saying like how like gold, I think it was when Matt was on, he was saying like, dude, gold moves the same way as Bitcoin. Is that kind of like the same thing too, right?
I haven't looked into that as much, but I mean, I'm sure
It sounds like what you're saying. Yeah, just like I'm with sure another thing. Similar. It's like gold versus that. Yeah.
Right.
I think that all the dots connect on that. Cause like right. I have like these two monsters like Bitcoin and Tesla that are now connected. And now there's like right. this other littler thing that's connected that less people know about. So I do think you could find a lot more because of like.
Right. And
so
there are,
where's that put ARK? That.
Well, ARK is one of the ones in the news right now. ARK is such a big one, but there are 131 ETFs that contain Tesla. So whoa. I've got a list going of a bunch of them that could, you know, could potentially move that are, you know, cheaper to get into that you could potentially get the same move out of. And yeah. that all revolves around like a day after Bitcoin is going to hit. So,
right. So it's like inevitable. All eyes kind of on Bitcoin and following this.
Right. Right.
Damn.
Yeah. And ARK, if you look at ARK right now, because I've been paying attention because I have this guy who I'm friends with who is super smart. He's a trader. And he turned me on to this one. But it's like the management, obviously, you know, the manager of the ETF is really great, you know, and that's right, like right. sort of one of the things to look into whenever you're getting into an ETF, like who's managing it, how, what's the history is and all that stuff. But if you look at the chart of ARK, it was just a few days ago.
Of like, ARK?
Yeah, of ARK, it was 110. You know, now it's 119. And right. it's really, it's crazy how they move together, you know, how everything, like I'm yeah. trying to zoom out on this chart. I can't even zoom out.
I wonder how much in. Tesla that Buzz ETF has.
Right.
If any.
Buzz.
Remember they did a SPAC ETF too. I was telling you guys about a couple months ago.
Right.
I wonder what that's at now.
That was Dave Portnoy.
No, Dave Portnoy is Buzz. BUZZ is his ETF.
You're saying somebody did it.
Yeah, there was a SPAC ETF. I think it was SPAK.
Somebody in the chat got stuck in a hole up shorting. 8,700.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hate that. I really do.
It's not gonna say a name, but it's one of the mods of the chat.
Nice. Yeah, ARKK is really interesting, and they're also attached to a lot of other ARK. There's like a bunch of ARK stuff, right? Cat, it's like Kathy Woods is the
yep. She's the
is the brain rocking. Behind it. So yeah, I think there's like a bunch of ARK stuff.
Who's Kathy
ARK, Woods? Baby.
Kathy Woods is just like a, I don't know, what would you call her, Ace? She's just like a, I don't know what her title is. I don't know if she's like the CEO of a company. I guess it would just be like, she's like a, she has stocks and stuff.
She's the founder, CEO, and CIO of ARK.
It's like an investment.
Yeah. Agency. Yeah. She's like, she's got a lot of,
there's a ton of ARK stuff.
Credential, yeah.
So, like, if is ARKK like a whole basket of those ones too? Because there's like, it says this one's called ARK Innovation. We're looking at the same one, right?
Let me go back to it. Yeah, we're looking at the same one, and they have like Tesla. Obviously, is their biggest holding. They have Roku, Square, Spotify, Zillow, Zoom. Shopify, a lot of like, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
I just Googled Kathy Wood, and like one of the first things that comes up is did ARK sell Tesla? Why are ARK funds dropping?
Love it.
I love it. That's not what I'm saying, but I guess people are get concerned fast.
Yeah, that's gotta be like, that's an intense gig.
Yeah, that's a good mindset though, man. I think that's cool. I feel like you're like right on the money with that.
Yeah.
Because how could they not all move the same? They're holding the same damn thing. And then what happens if Bitcoin crashes? Does everything crash? Because how much of Tesla is responsible for the S&P 500 now?
Right. Right. So it affects everything, whether you like it or not. 100%.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting. And if you look at the lull that Bitcoin had last week, that's when everything like that had a lull.
Yeah. So, everybody's been like, market's been red.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I mean, Kathy Woods, dude. Thank her, dude.
Got to thank Kathy.
I love that.
Crushing it.
I wonder, we got to find out if Cracker Barrel's in any ETFs, because that's the first one I'm buying.
That's what I was looking up.
SPAC is the SPAK, I think, is the this actual SPAC ETF.
Now,
because you could just do that too, because there's so many.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's tons of people that day trade ETFs, but they're mainly for, you know, just throwing money in it and forgetting about it for decades, right?
Wait, what was that?
Like ETFs are more just like put your money in a place, they'll handle it type things, or?
Yeah, you don't leave it in for decades.
How many people day trade?
Decades.
I'm thinking like a 401k or something. I'm thinking it moves like the same amount as that, right? Or no?
No, this is an aggressive one. So you can day trade an ETF. You don't not have to. Like it last week it was close to 100. This right now it's 118.89, about to hit 119. So I mean that's a $20 increase on shares.
Okay.
So it's like you swing trade them like mad for sure. And I think that's for me like the spot that I am really enjoying. Yeah.
I feel like I have that thought because whenever you log into Fidelity or E-Trade or something, I feel like they're like, oh, ETFs, mutual funds, like they cram it all in with that.
Right. Right. ETFs and mutual funds have a lot of similarities, but
still volatile enough to trade.
Right.
I think you could trade mutual funds, can't you?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding anything with Cracker Barrel in it. I'm sorry.
Dude, really these people are sleeping. Get Kathy Woods on this podcast.
Everyone that I click on no longer holds Cracker Barrel.
Bums.
Yeah, seriously. Get with it.
Bunch of bums, dude. Yeah, I might buy some ARK, man. I feel like Kathy Woods is like the coolest.
I'm all about it, but I don't know if right now is the exact moment. But you should definitely time it right and get in. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good one. It's crazy. It's 119.
Yep. It's awesome to see it move like that. Really, like I like that.
Yeah, $30 when the pandemic hit.
Man.
$33 it dropped to.
Last episode, did we talk about my kidney stone trade?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Huh?
Okay, like a few weeks ago, I got...
Guess we got the name of this episode.
Jeez.
It was a day
kidney or two. Kidney stone trader should be your new handle on your Sykes chat, dude.
On everything, please.
One or two days after the last episode we did, we were talking about Workhorse. And I forget where it's at now, but Workhorse or one of the judges that must have had some pretty heavy options or stock in Workhorse postponed
1352, by the way.
Postponed the thing that was going to give the other company the post office thing, whatever.
Right.
Anyway, it was spiking on that, and I was trying to buy it basically because it was making a huge red to green move into the end of day. And I felt this crazy pain in my side the whole time. And then it was like 3:55. I was like, I literally, this pain is too much. I can't trade.
So I never
bought it. I never even got to buy it because I had a kidney stone and it was moving at that moment.
Wow.
So then 3:55, I got up it was tough to even walk out of the basement, and then went to urgent care. So all while trying to trade Workhorse, and even like during my way to urgent care, I'm like checking the price of Workhorse, like knowing I'm like I missed a sick trade. This is gonna reverse.
You're messed up, dude. You got a problem.
It was wild. It was a good thing I never bought it though, because I think it went back down to 13 or 14.
13.54 right now.
Yeah, it went from like 15 to 17. I was trying to buy it when it was going to 16.
It's crazy. Man. This thing is so low, man.
Yeah. Trading while a kidney stone's moving in your body.
Yeah, that's tough.
You're a trooper, dude. Did you tell Tim Sykes that?
No.
You should definitely tell Tim.
Why
are you buying Workhorse?
Why were you buying Workhorse?
You'd be lying about the stock in the hospital. You'd be like, it was ARK. He'd be like, let me see your trade.
Oh, man. Drop down and give me 10 good.
Push-ups. You're like, I got a kidney stone. I don't care. Making bad trades.
Yeah.
That's so good. Kidney stone trader 01.
Kidney stone trader is pretty sick. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
My favorite thing so far. What's Holy up? Hell. It's kidney stone trader. He's gonna speak.
Yeah, kidney trader 2020 here. So good.
I'll start it. Like a guru channel on YouTube.
Kidney stone ETF.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, I'm like all about the ETFs after this episode, man. I'm going to go ham today.
He's definitely throw everything at it.
You get an ETF. You have an ETF.
What you should do is look up all the ETFs that once contained Cracker Barrel and no longer do, and short them all.
Yeah. That's probably the best move.
They'd be like, who is it? I'd be like, it's me, Kidney Stone Trader. Love it.
This
feels like a good episode back.
Yeah.
Very informative, Ace.
It's good stuff.
Money today, dude.
Yeah, nice.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.